This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Amelia Teasdale is reporting in the Columbia paper some members of the Chatham Town Board are concerned about a bill received from the town's accounting firm totaling more than $20,000. The board agreed to table payment of the bill until more information is provided. Board member Henry Swartz questioned the invoice submitted by the Hudson firm of Pattison, Koski, Bucci, and Howe, totaling more than the amount budgeted. He said the bill was originally for $40,000, but that Supervisor Maria Lull negotiated with the firm to reduce the amount owed to $26,000. Swartz said he is still unclear what the board was paying for and noted it was never advised of the budget overrun. Board member John Wapner agreed with Swartz and said he felt the accountants should have come to the board about the increased cost of services. Lull said Pattison Costley had to rebuild the budget, and though they were hired in January of 2016, the circumstances forced them to go back and look at accounting issues from previous budget years, thus increasing the number of hours required to do the job. Under pressure from board members, Lull agreed to withhold payment this month and indicated she would talk to the firm again. In July, Pattison Koski discovered that the town's expenditures had exceeded its revenue for several years, resulting in a budget shortfall averaging more than $200,000 per year over a three-year period. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. The Daily Freeman is reporting the high winds and heavy rain that blew through the region Sunday, October 29th into early Monday, left thousands without power. Approximately 6,000 customers of Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corp. were still without power Monday afternoon. The largest number of outages were reported in Ulster County. The Rhinebeck Central School District delayed opening two of its schools due to a lack of electric service, but power to the buildings was later restored. As of Monday afternoon, New York State Electric and Gas reported it was investigating and assessing numerous outages in Claverick, Ghent, and Hillsdale. In some cases, the estimated restoration time was as late as 11:45 p.m. on Tuesday, October 31st. National Grid reported outages impacting 55 customers out of the 21,000 it serves in Columbia County were being assessed but had no estimated restoration time. And Matthew Hamilton is reporting in the Times Union on the trend among second home-owning Democrats whose main base of operations may be elsewhere to register and vote upstate. It is still unclear how the trend will impact registrations in the 19th Congressional District. NY19 Votes, an activist group, started a website in July called Smart Vote New York to help drive registration of those with a second address upstate. The group will send pre-stamped voter registration forms to those who use the website to help ease the transition, NY19 Votes campaign director Dustin Reedy said. National Republican Congressional Committee spokesman Chris Martin said of the effort, quote, "These shady political tactics epitomize the desperation of a divided and leaderless Democratic Party," end quote. The GOP has used the carpetbagger claim in past election cycles, including the contest between Fordham Law Professor Zephyr Teachout and Kinderhook native John Faso. Many of the candidates lining up to unseat Faso in 2018 have already made a point of stressing their roots in the region, even as some have lived elsewhere in the recent past. Asked about downstate voters registering here, Gareth Rhodes of Ulster County said the race will be decided by the residents of the district, quote, "who have been betrayed by Faso's votes to take away health care and to pollute our environment," end quote. A spokeswoman for Dutchess County resident Antonio Delgado said, quote, "Antonio supports people registering and voting wherever they're eligible to do so," end quote. Brian Flynn of Greene County similarly said, quote, "people should decide for themselves where it's appropriate for them to register to vote," end quote. Jeff Beals of Greene County and Pat Ryan of Ulster County both declined to comment. A representative for Dave Clegg of Ulster County did not respond to a request for comment. Read the full story in the Times Union and at the CapCon notebook. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.